Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Washington, D.C. The presidential election has already been decided in the court of heaven. That's the headline. Sam Rohr comes to explain this headline.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
As it was, Sam, back in 2000, it ended up in the Supreme Court for the decision to be made who would be president of the United States. Do you believe that's going to be a likely scenario for this election time here in America this time?
I think it's going to be very likely because Rudy Giuliani, on behalf of the president, has filed suit, or be filing suit in the Supreme Court on a federal level. Basically, he's trying to stop the counting of these ballots and so forth. I do believe that, whether it's that vehicle or another vehicle before the Supreme Court, I do expect the Supreme Court to be called in as some final arbiter. I don't know that the Supreme Court can be counted on to make the right decision, but I do expect it to probably end up there, probably a very good chance.
Last time we had a conversation, Sam, you mentioned Romans chapter 13, verses 1 and 2. God is still in charge because whoever becomes the president has already been ordained by God. That is a blessing.
It absolutely is, and I'm glad that you went there. I think last program we talked about this, that I said ultimately the determination of the future of America is not going to be made by the counting of the votes in the ballot box, because at the end of the day, we're never going to know what those actual votes were. The real determination will be the votes counted in the court of heaven, and that is going to be determined, I think, by God's people, where they are, where they were when they cast their vote, where they are now, even as far as that goes, in the relationship to Jesus Christ. Are those who truly say they know the truth going to be more concerned about the relationship with Christ in obedience to the Word of God and what God says about them? Are they trusting more in the Lord and His sovereignty to work out, to lift up and to put down? Or are we still looking to the court to be our final Savior? Are we looking to the president to be our final Savior? Are we looking to a political party? That, I think, is the issue of do we worship God or do we worship idols? And I think that that is the heart of the issue, but that's a determination that only God Himself will make. But that's the vote, and that's the determination that I'm most concerned about.
Sam Rohr explaining how the outcome of the presidential election has already been decided in the court of heaven. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. Think about this with me. Sam Rohr, president of the American Pastors Network, reminded each of us of God's plan for the results of this most recent presidential election. God ordained who political leaders will be, and that has been done in the court of heaven. Now God will put in the heart of the next American president to make political decisions that will set in place God's will and His plan for the future. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...